back, Memorial Day edition. Todd here, Yoast out there.
Sure am.
How are we doing today?
Another good day in the books. It's been a minute since we recorded something.
It has been. We've been busy. I took a couple flights, did a little traveling, did a little golfing. It's good to be back, though.
Yeah, here we are. Memorial Day edition.
Yeah, so I know we got a ton of stuff to talk about today. One of the things we were just talking about before we fired up, Yoast got a new pellet smoker I'm super interested to hear more about.
Yeah, big time upgrade.
No kidding. So let's just jump right in. But before we do, I got to give a shout out to today's sponsor. So today's episode is brought to you by Womentos, the rebranded gum and breath mint that now identifies as she-her.
There you go.
Womentos.
Oh, man. Womentos. It kind of reminds me of a thing that...
why don't we have not like Mementos? You could have memes.
It's not like my observation or anything, but like, you know how there's a lot of things that are branded specifically towards men and women?
Mm-hmm.
It's like some, in some aspects it makes sense because it's like a scent, you know, a man wants to smell like sandalwood where a woman wants to smell like a, I don't know, unicorn fart. But there's like always some things that are like branded towards men and like women that like don't need to be branded towards men and women. You know what I mean? Like razors is a good one. Like the difference between a man razor and a woman razor is the color scheme.
That's pretty much true.
It's the same tech, you know what I mean? I always think it's funny, like whenever we buy stuff, like I'm completely fine with buying like shampoo and stuff that is like non-gender, if that makes sense. Because a lot of the times women's stuff's better. Like when I had really long hair, I started using conditioner way more. And I was using like, there's not like a man conditioner. Well, there is, but it's like a 10-in-1.
I was going to say men's products is like hair, shampoo, conditioner, body wash, shaving cream, yeah, lotion, all in one.
And that's the thing I've changed about my life, Todd, is I used to be a 10-in-1 guy till the day I die. You know what I mean? Like it was so efficient and it was an $8 bottle and I just knocked it out of the park. But then I started noticing like my skin was always dry and like itchy and my hair always smelled weird, and then like it's also smelled the same as my body. Like so I do a body wash that is just meant for body wash. I do a shampoo that's just meant for shampoo. So it's life-changing.
Here's a pro tip for everybody. I maybe have the same problem. I got dry scalp sometimes, but it's just literally dry skin, so it's not, I don't need like Head and Shoulders dandruff. But what they said was my haircut place said just, you know, some tea tree oil shampoo or something. So I bought some. It works fine. It's kind of expensive. So I was like, yeah, I'm too cheap for that. I just literally buy the little bottles of tea tree oil.
Yeah.
Like not that you would put it in a diffuser, but right. Tea tree oil, like that for, I don't know, putting on your skin pretty much. And you can literally just put some of that in your hand and then put shampoo in your hand. And then you have your own tea tree oil shampoo. It works fine.
Yeah. How often are you washing your hair, Todd?
About every other day.
Really? That's a ballsy man. If, for those of you that don't know, Todd and I have different hair.
I keep mine high and tight since it's fairly. I mean, it's not thin. It's just there's less of it now.
It's running away in certain areas.
Yeah.
when my hair is super long, and even now, I wash my hair maybe once a week. Like it's still getting wet. Don't worry about that. But I. It felt great when I wasn't washing it every day, just letting the natural oils do their thing.
You know? I think there's something to having longer hair and that being, when I had long hair in, you know, senior high school and college.
Yeah. Right.
And it is a little different, but when it's so short,
yeah, when it's you know a what buzz, I mean? It
if I'm getting a workout in, if I'm wearing a hat, if I'm doing stuff, it just, yeah, I'm just treating the, it just kind of gets weird and matty because it's so short.
And plus I don't wear hats. That's I can't true. Wear a hat. I've never worn a hat because I can't. Big hat has singled me out and chosen to not allow me to wear hats.
I have a hat collection. Like I need a house just to display all my hats. That's how many hats I have.
That's the thing that bothers me that I wish I could wear hats for, because you can get some cool hats.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like traveling around different golf courses like you do, and you collect hats from all the different places and random companies that you work with, and just like goofy hats and stuff like that. Like, I want to wear hats.
Yeah. No, I brought one back. I brought one back on my most recent trip.
Yeah. Tell us about it. What'd you get into?
Flew out to the good old state of Washington and Oregon, both. Actually flew to Oregon, but played four rounds of golf in 4 days, playing a big tournament. Nice. I want to talk about this, actually. So I played at a place called Pumpkin Ridge. It's a ridiculously nice...
Wait. Pumpkin or punkin?
Pumpkin.
Okay. It sounded like you said punkin.
I probably did.
Which I'm fine with the orange objects that are around Halloween, calling them pumpkins. But I just wanted to know, like, if we're going to get sponsored by this golf course, how are we actually saying it?
So yeah, Pumpkin Ridge. Pumpkin Ridge. It's a 36-hole property. 118 has its own clubhouse. It's private. The other 18 has its own clubhouse. It's public. And so the public side is called Ghost Creek, I believe. And the other side's called Witch Hollow.
What a great, both those names are great.
Dude, those are really good names, and they have really cool.
Ghost Creek. Yep.
Ghost Creek and Witch Hollow.
So if they're not doing anything for Halloween, they're missing out, right?
Oh, yeah. So we
pumpkin,
played.
Ghost and Witch.
I know. It's freaking cool. So we played the private side 3 times. Got really lucky. It's phenomenal. Like, probably definitely top 3 golf courses, the private side, that I've ever played. But I was going to bring this up, and we can talk more about the properties and stuff, but the customer service that I experienced from the staff out here, maybe it has to do with the fact that we were in a big group, or there was going to be a big group and a big tournament, stuff like that, but maybe not. I think the people out there were just awesome. It's by far and above the best customer service. The best attitudes, the best everything I've ever had experience-wise with a golf course staff and just the people out there.
Wow. That's impressive.
It was incredible, man. It was really impressive. So the private side is where they used to play the U.S. Amateur, or they had a couple U.S. Amateurs. It's actually where Tiger won the third of his U.S. Amateurs.
Wow.
So he's got a plaque on one of the holes, and then I think he still has a locker there, which I tried to find. I couldn't find.
Did you beat his score?
Oh, yeah. You know I did.
Just shot a 40.
But it was a blast, man. We had good weather 3 of the 4 days. The fourth day, it rained. It was a little cool. But all in all, no complaints. It was it was a really cool experience.
Yeah, I was checking out the course right now. It's pretty crazy.
I don't know what the exact numbers are, but I know the membership on the private side, it's going to sound expensive, but compared to what the country club here in Cheyenne wants you to pay to be a member at a private club, it's not that much more out there. And it's 5 times the facilities and golf course.
Well, and also you're probably getting more bang for your buck because you don't have 2 months of the year that you can actually golf.
Exactly.
At Oregon, you're getting more time on range.
So. And they probably were some of the best greens I've ever played on as well.
Right.
So.
Yeah. It definitely is one of those things where you pay more for that extra service and it makes all the difference. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm going to pay an extra 10 grand for a membership. People are like, oh my God, you're losing. Like, are you absolutely insane? And it's like, but the customer, like the golf course by itself is insane and it's private. So you got a lot of your own time out there, not packed like a public course. But then it's like, oh, you got the cart girl coming up, knows your name, knows your drink. The people inside know you. They take care of it. Like, it's worth it, you know?
So I got a couple examples for you.
Yeah.
Just this one's super random and it really shows you what I'm talking about. So we were playing Monday, the last day. We'd been out there 3 days in a row. The one day we were on the public side, but you still see some of the same people. They're only maybe separated by, you can see the other clubhouse from the driving range on the private side.
Right.
But anyways, last day, we're on hole 7 of our 18 holes in the tournament. It's a scramble tournament, just a big fun tournament. And there's staff out there running around on golf carts. And I've been giving my dad a hard time forever about needing new, like, fairway woods. He literally has fairway woods from, like, the early 1800s.
They're just wood.
They're so old. And but he's played them forever. And I was like, you just need to hit my 5 wood or whatever. And he'd hit it once. But anyways, he's like, I'm looking for one of these. And this guy, I think who was an assistant pro, was just making sure everybody's doing well, driving around in his cart, came up. And my dad was talking to him about there's a fitting van. And then he was like, the guy at the fitting van wants me to pay $125 an hour. And the assistant pro was like, I wouldn't pay that. And so he's like, yeah, exactly. And he's like, I just want to hit a couple sim, 3 woods and 5 woods. And the guy was like, yeah, that's a newer TaylorMade. And the guy was like, oh, I have a sim 3 wood in my bag. Do you want to hit it? He's like, literally, he didn't even ask. He just went and got it and he just gave it to him. It was his just personal put it in one.
Sands. Yeah, that's crazy.
And he's like, here, go hit it. And he's like, hit it off this tee. And my dad's like, no, we're playing this tournament. It's fine. And he's like, no, actually, just take it and play with it the rest of the day.
Nice.
And then my dad was like, are you sure? And he's like, yeah. And then he's like, I'm thinking about selling it anyways. And so later in the round, we see him again. He's like, did you hit it yet? And he did hit it, and he hit it well. And he's like, yeah, were you serious about selling it? He's like, yeah. He's like, how much do you want? $100. And my dad's like, all right, I'll let me catch up with you later or whatever. We saw him again. He just handed him $100 bill because
heck yeah,
it's a $200 head only.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The guy's just out there to make everybody have a good time. Yeah. Trying to be super accommodating. And then my dad just happened to find a good deal because the guy's assistant pro probably got it for free from a TaylorMade rep.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. So
it was just like really neat. And then all the food and beverage experience, still in Oregon. So it's, you got to wear masks indoors and stuff like that. But
yeah,
it's just above and beyond. So it was really cool.
Well, and that's like anybody that is listening right now that owns a business, like, that's what brings people back. Like you have to sacrifice a little bit in this case, just going out of your way and being an awesome dude and then get rid of a club that you're going to replace in no time. And that's bringing people back.
I got a call from my dad on Wednesday morning. I got back Tuesday midday and he said, hey, I had to go back out and pick up all my branded stuff. Cause working for Coors, he sponsored some holes and we set up some tents and stuff like that. So he went back out there, ran into the events coordinator, who I met. And at some point during the 4 days, I had told somebody that I really liked this quarter zip that had the Witch Hollow logo on it.
Nice.
It was red. And he said something about that. And he said, we went and looked for it in the pro shop. He said she literally walked to her office, grabbed a medium size and said, here, send it to your son.
That's dope.
It's pretty crazy.
You can wear a medium.
It's perfect for me.
What a guy. What an absolute guy. Dude,
today's medium, by the way, is like 1980s XL.
Well, it has to be.
Did you know that? I have some old button-ups that I like inherited that are XLs, and they're like mediums now.
Well, I mean, look at the size of the people we're pumping out in 2021, though.
I know.
Like, I am an absolute unit. So when I hear somebody's wearing a medium, I'm like, that's not comfortable, is it? But that's a life I don't know. Speaking of customer service, though. So last night, let's back up a second. Yesterday was his high school graduation, class of 2021. Shout out. And so as a teacher, I went to graduation, saw a bunch of kids that I have known since like when they were seventh graders graduating, which makes me feel old for sure. But they graduated, and then Carly and I and took the baby out and bebopped around and did some dropping off cards and shaking hands with parents and kids, graduation parties and stuff like that. I forgot to check the date on one of them, so like we showed up to the venue with like a baby dressed up and card and everything, and it was the day before. So, yups,
shaking babies and kissing hands.
Yeah. And so we dropped off a bunch of cards and stuff. And then we were like, hey, let's go out to have some dinner. We were going to try this place in Deadwood on this new place. And unfortunately there was an hour long wait. And I'm going to run this by you. What's the maximum amount of wait you're going to do for a place?
I think it really depends on the caliber of the place.
Well, yeah, if it's an Applebee's and it's an hour, dog, I ain't waiting.
No.
But so this is a new brew house in Deadwood. Really, really cool menu. And normally an hour wait's not a big deal. They're packed. But the problem with it was, is that cause we left the baby at home with Carly's dad, we were just worried about the timing of everything. So we're like, we don't really want to be out a long time. And then, so anyways, we ended up not going there. There was the Sublime concert at the same time, in Deadwood at the big outdoor venue. And then Days of 76 is going on and it's graduation. And it was also state track. So everywhere is busy.
Yeah.
So we said, F it. And we decided to go get to a local place here in town, Killian's. And I'm bringing up the name for one reason, well, two reasons. They catered our wedding and the food at our wedding was phenomenal. But we went there last night, had a couple cocktails, and I got a brisket dip. So like a brisket sandwich with au jus. Todd, you know I love a good dip.
Yep.
And some au jus. Actually, I like, for those of you that don't know, I lived off of Arby's coupon that you could get two French dips for like $5, like a whole year in college. I ate those every day. I'd like grab Arby's. Todd's apartment was right behind Arby's. I'd grab two French dips and I'd go to Todd's house and play Call of Duty every single day. Anyways, so I got the French dip sandwich and it's great. I'm cutting through this bad boy because I want two sections. And as I'm cutting through, you know, like the pieces of paper, parchment paper, that are like in between cheese slices to like keep them from sticking?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Did they forget one?
They forgot one.
Oh, man.
So I'm cutting through my sandwich and I hit the parchment paper and I take it out. Like, and I look through there and I was a little weirded out, just not grossed out by any means, but I was weirded out because I didn't want to like experience biting into another one if there was one. So I searched the sandwich. Everything was good. Now, I want to know what you think about this situation, if I should have said anything at all, because the waitress came by to see how everything was, and I'm already done with the sandwich at this point. Like, I've vacuumed that thing down. She came to check, and I just said, hey, I'm not upset. Sandwich was good, but I just want you to know for future reference, I found this in my sandwich. And she was like, oh my God, that's disgusting. Let me get rid of that. I'm going to bring the dessert menu by, and we're going to take care of a dessert for you. And I was like, sick. Okay. Then dessert was great. Carly's food was great. Mine was great. Everything was great. We get our bill and the appetizer, cheese curds, the brisket sandwich, and the dessert are all comped. And we're talking like this place is expensive. So that alone, our total bill was like $40 for a couple drinks and then Carly's meal. And then there's one other thing. Anyways. That stuff taking off was probably $50. So like shout out to them because like I wasn't upset. I wasn't going to send the sandwich back. I wasn't going to make a scene, you know, like it was fine. They didn't have to do that and they did. And now it's like, I want to shout it to the rooftops of how great their customer service was that they took care of us. Do you think it was unnecessary for me to even say anything though? Do you ever do that? Have you done that before?
I generally lean towards not saying anything. I don't know. It's just, right. I just would rather not deal with somebody, but there are times when I'm like, yeah, the experience isn't very good or their attitudes haven't been very good. And so I will say something. But I don't know if you, I mean, we had one similar where we went to lunch. Brandon and I went to lunch the other day during the week, both of us working, and we had about an hour and 15 minutes, sat down, ordered, took a little while to order, but like 50 minutes into having sat there, like we're running out of time. We had no food.
Yep.
And then
that sucks.
I'm like looking at the clock, like if it doesn't show up in the next five, I gotta have to go. And I ordered a Caesar, chicken Caesar salad, grilled chicken. Showed up, no chicken.
Oh God.
And so I was like,
it took 50 minutes to make a salad.
And I was just like, are you serious? I can't wait for it. I don't have time.
Yeah.
And plus now I'm just literally eating Caesar dressing on water.
Yeah.
And so I ate like a few bites of it and I wasn't going to say anything because I was like, I don't have time. They can't fix it, whatever. But Brandy actually said something and the lady was like, oh, we'll go get it. And I was like, it's fine. Like, don't worry about it. I don't have time to wait for it.
Yeah.
They didn't do anything, but.
Really?
No.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying is like, sacrifice a comped meal to make things right. And then you're going to give them a second chance. Now you're not going to go back for lunch.
That's true. You're probably right.
Now I'll be 100% transparent in saying that my intentions of bringing it up were not to be like, I want this taken care of and I want you to, to just go back in the cry in the kitchen because of how bad this was. I just legit was like, hey, maybe keep an eye out just in case somebody else orders a brisket sandwich and it, you know, the cook's just not paying attention. But there's also part of me that's like, hey, we'll take a free sandwich. You know what I mean? Like, but I don't ever say anything either. Unless it's absolutely wrong, I never say anything because I'll eat anything. I'll drink anything.
Yep, exactly.
But yeah, it's weird because I hate making a scene. And that, like I said, they were so good about taking care of it. And the food there is always good. So shout out to Killian's Tavern for taking care of us, you know?
That's good.
Busy weekend, though. Oh, man.
So going back.
Town was popping.
Yeah, it sounds like it was freaking busy. I was going to go back something that I thought of when you were talking at the beginning when you said, would you wait an hour?
Yeah.
Here's my problem. I'm so like pragmatic and thinking things through. It's literally going to be every situation. Are we doing something after? Yeah. How hungry am I? How hungry is whoever I'm with? You know what I mean? If it was just me, there's no way I'm waiting.
No,
I've got better stuff to do, but
I don't, and I'm still not going to wait. So one of the longest waits I've ever had, Todd, was in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Shout out to Jackson for being the most expensive place ever. There's a breakfast joint there called The Bunnery. It's a bakery and a restaurant. Insane baked goods. You haven't lived till you've had a baked good from there. A nice scone, you know. We waited. Not only did we wait, it was an hour and a half, and it was like 35 to 40 degrees outside, and the line was down the block. So like there are moments where I'm gonna wait because I can tell the hype is real. You know what I mean? It's not just like the wait staff are behind, or they don't have a lot of people, so we can't sit people, or maybe people are hanging out too long. There's a difference between that and then like the hype is real, because you know where I'm going with this. I'm waiting 12 hours plus for Franklin's if I get the chance. Franklin's barbecue.
You mean that's one where if you're going to be in Texas and you have to do it, don't you, to say you've had it?
Absolutely. You have to get there at midnight and put up a camping chair and just smell the food cooking and just be ready to go once that place opens up. Cause the hype is real.
If the wait gets much longer, you're better off just trying to get a job for one day.
Yeah. Just work for 24 hours. Yeah. So I will wait if the hype is real, for sure.
Interesting.
Yeah. But like I said, there's definitely a difference between hype and just slow service or people just hanging out at a Applebee's. You know what I mean? Like I'm not waiting any longer than 20 minutes for Applebee's.
No,
I don't. And, you know, that's just, that bugs me. So
I'm not waiting. I don't want to wait at all for any of that kind of food.
And that's where Arby's, Applebee's holds kind of like a special place in my heart, just because like there's nothing special about it. All the things on the menu you can make on your own, but it's like nostalgic almost. Cause like we lived at Applebee's in Laramie.
Yeah, that's true.
Wing night and then head over to freaking get some fish bowls. Dude, that was a wild time.
We should tell our, just a quick sidebar story about Applebee's. Yost and I got the absolute worst, shortest end of the stick humanly possible at Applebee's in Laramie one time.
We sure did. Do you want to tell it?
Yeah. Well, you tell it.
Okay. So I know I might be missing some details, but I don't know if we were there for anything. We were watching a game, I think. We weren't there for wing night or anything. I think we were just there because we're a couple dudes that were hungry. And so Todd and I sit in like the bar area and we're smashing down some food. And I think what ended up happening is we were done and we were going to stick around for a little bit. Finish beers or whatever. And so put our cards down, paid for our meals. Lady comes back, boom, we sign it. It might not even been, we had signed the receipts yet and the power goes out in all of Applebee's, if not the whole section of town.
Yeah. The whole section of town. It was like snowing. Here's how I remember it. Yeah. I think we got like pizzas and I know we had a couple pitchers And oh, yeah. I remember saying, yeah, let's do one more, or maybe we had a half a pitcher left and we're like, all right, let's close out. And we gave her our cards, and literally she left with our cards, and like, yeah, power went down in like half of the town.
Yeah.
And I remember looking at you and being like, I hope she didn't run our cards already.
And she's sure the fastest card runner in the West, because she swiped those things and they went through, and she came back and we signed. Well, we were reluctant to sign because every person in Applebee's got their meals comped.
Everybody.
Because they couldn't run cards. If you had cash, you could pay. But why would you admit that you had cash?
I remember pleading with her and being like, at least hook us up with another pitcher or something. And she was just like,
our drafts are down. Yeah. So we paid for our meal while a full Applebee's restaurant all got free meals. I mean, it was seconds. She swiped the card, and as she put the card in the little tray that they hand back to you, and she looked at her friend and was like, I hate my job. Power went out. And then that was it. So, and to be honest, did we tip her, Todd?
I think we did, but I also think we may have stole a pitcher. Like in a pizza box.
I can walk up my steps right now into my kitchen, open the cabinet next to the stove. I have three pitchers that were stolen from different places in Laramie.
Yep.
Godfather's, Applebee's, and whatever that place was that we would go. What? Mulligan's? Yeah.
Yep.
So I have three pitchers.
Absolute hosiery.
Yeah, we got boned for sure. Yeah, dude, I like Applebee's. I'll be the first to admit it.
I haven't been to one for a long time, years.
Oh, let's go. Let's check it out. We'll do a live podcast from Applebee's.
Yeah. We can return that picture and make a big national scene.
Just return this and be like, I'm here. Like, just go ahead and fill this up. I brought this with me. Pitchers also kind of crack me up. Like, yes, they're meant to be drank pretty fast, but like the fastest way to warm up a beer besides putting it in a microwave is by putting it in a plastic pitcher. That stuff gets so warm so fast.
It is a weird delivery, like storage device. Like, it's not going to save you that much time to do that. Whether she could just run and grab you another cold drink. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And if you have more than two people, that pitcher's gone in one round.
Yeah, because you're, what is a beer? Probably two, or a pitcher's probably two beers each for two people.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's probably like four or five pints.
Yeah. One time we were in Minnesota with Carly's brother and his wife. We went to a Mexican restaurant and we got like, each of us at the table got like a pitcher of margaritas. we just had our own margaritas. And let me tell you, that was a lot of margarita, which it was probably like, thinking about it, it was probably like $45 cause it's just tequila and mix.
Yeah.
So, but backpedal a little bit, you know, graduation, man, graduation's a wild time. Now I'm going to start off by saying, we all know that Todd doesn't believe in anything, but
that's true.
We had a full graduation service inside, you know, over 1,000 people for sure. Shoulder to shoulder. And me being, you know, Yost, vaccinated Yost, I'm not concerned about anything. I could literally take a bullet to the chest and be fine. But it was pretty cool to see everything like get back to normal. You know what I mean? Like, regardless of like coronavirus and stuff like that, like it just felt nice to see normalcy again. Like, pack a gym full of people hugging, shaking hands, celebrating. You know what I mean? Like, it felt good. It felt really good. And I'm glad that class got to experience like a traditional graduation and stuff. So, but, and I got to tiptoe here. I'm going to tiptoe just a little bit because it's sketchy. But they always do, a member of the school board always does like the opening speech for graduation. And I've witnessed three. The first one was really good. The second one was a political agenda message because this guy was running for something in the state Senate or whatever. So it was very political and annoying. The one yesterday was awful. And I'm not going to say anything else about it because it is technically somebody that can control my job. But it was awful. And people need to stop Googling how to write or how to do a graduation speech and just start writing stuff from the heart. And if you can't come up with anything, don't write speeches, because it's the same old boring cliche stuff that, like, you know, oh, I can't believe we've come this far. And, oh, you're probably wondering what to do next. And you know what I mean? Like, it's just canned bullshit. And so I'm like, I want a chance, Todd. I want a chance to do a graduation speech for the class of whatever. And it's going to be so good. I'm going to be on YouTube and it's going to be millions of views because it's literally the funniest and most inspirational message that's ever been produced. Give me a chance.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton.
Hey, the way they've been going, I don't know if it's lack of creativity or if when they turn in their speech to the higher ups, they edit everything, but I'm not even writing it down, Todd. Give me 5 minutes. I'm going straight off the dome. Not even an in the whole speech.
So it's public speaking, right? So it's going to be hard for, there are people, before I say this blanket statement, there are people that can say the cliche type of thing and be convincing because they're just good at public speaking.
Oh, absolutely.
But there are not very many of those people. So everybody else that's good at public speaking, they speak things that are important and true and coming from them. They're not things that somebody else wrote for them.
Yeah. They're not just regurgitated stuff. And I don't by any means think I'm a good public speaker, but like I do think I can come up with something that's more beneficial than just the age old, like, you know, never forget this day, as this is the most important day of your life. And also your wedding and your baby. And it's like, come on. Like, you could do so much better.
It just feels forced. I mean, think about how this podcast would be received if we literally got a script written for us every week. People would be like, people would be like, oh, that's, you know what I mean? They wouldn't listen.
No,
we would have no inflection. We would just, it wouldn't be enjoyable for anybody.
Right. So my whole thing is just like, if you're not good at public speaking, don't offer to public speak. There's no harm in being bad at public speaking. It's terrifying. If you put me up on a mic in front of 1,000 people, you can guarantee two things in life. I'm going to make fun of myself and there's going to be a poop joke in there somewhere. Like, guaranteed. Because not only is it going to, it's going to be hilarious, but it's also going to make me feel better. Like, it's because 1,000 people, no matter what's intimidating. Like, think about this. If we were to sit down in a room, me and you doing the podcast, and then we get our averaged streamed listeners, like, that's intimidating. Even if it's only 25 people. You know what I mean?
Like that's do like a live podcast?
Yeah, in front of a normal amount of plays that we get. Like, that's intimidating as shit. Because you're just like, you guys are all here to listen to us talk? Okay. But I would love to do that because I could probably talk more because I can riff off of the audience. You know what I mean? Like, get feedback and somebody laughs and they make a weird sound. And then we just go off on that guy for a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, I'd say we do a lot. I'd say we do a meet and greet and we just block off. What do you think? The Pepsi Center?
Probably.
And we just pack that thing and we just do a 3-hour this or that. And we put up on the big board, we put up our power rankings and we just get booed out of the place when we pick something wrong. And we have a mic that goes around the Pepsi Center and people can chat. Yeah, let's do it. We'll get our agent on that.
I'm in.
So we'll have to bump Joe Rogan if he's performing that weekend.
I was going to say the NBA playoffs, a couple more weeks here and the Pepsi Center might be available.
Nobody likes the Denver Nuggets, do they?
I actually kind of like them with Murray, but they're kind of boring without him.
They're playing your team, though.
I know. Tied up, though. They tied it up last night.
Yeah. Well, shout out to friggin' Damian Lillard for just staying with him. He's not a super team guy. He's just sticking with the boys. And I love that.
They can score. The problem is that if they're off, they're going to get blown out.
Speaking of the NBA playoffs, A lot of weird fan interactions lately. I don't know if you've been keeping up on that.
Yeah, and it's because we freaking locked everybody in their house for a year. What did we expect?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
I just don't understand, like, what is your end game by throwing a bottle at Kyrie Irving? You know what I mean? Like, you're, maybe this is just me. There's never going to be a team in my life unless, like, my kid grows up to play on a professional team. There's never going to be a team in my life that I'm so loyal to that and so obsessed with that I, like, want to cause harm to somebody on the other team. Like, they're my arch nemesis. Like, I can't stand Tom Brady, right? But if that guy walks in my neighborhood right now, you best believe I'm pushing over an elderly woman to get a picture with that guy.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't care. Same thing with, like, University of Wyoming and CSU, like arch rivals, right? Casey and I went down there to CSU's campus like twice and bought just a ton of CSU gear because we were just like, yeah, it's cool looking. You know what I mean? Like, there's just no, like, I don't know. I just don't have that much loyalty to where I'm going to throw a bottle and absolutely get caught. You know what I mean? I just don't see the reason for it.
I can't believe he got arrested.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what is that getting, like, what is the charge on that, you think?
I don't know. Some sort of assault.
Was it a plastic bottle? Was it a glass bottle?
There's no way there's glass bottles in there.
Just throw a Hydro Flask at Kyrie Irving. Doom. I think if you hit him, you absolutely could be arrested. You know what I mean? But maybe there's something on your ticket that says, hey, if you know, people don't read the fine print when you buy a ticket. Maybe there's something on there that says, hey, if, you know, any misconduct or anything like that, you will face like a misdemeanor criminal charges.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But like people spitting on people, talking trash to a player's parents that are in the crowd. Like, what? I don't know. God, it's annoying. Like, why?
Because people are crazy.
I mean, I get it. People are absolutely crazy. But
and they're even more crazy because they've been deprived for, like, literally. I was not joking. It's people that have not a lot of other stuff to grasp onto, and they're finally allowed back, and they're gonna just root their hearts out for their home team because
it's the only thing they've got.
Yeah,
I guess I just think like it's just so weird to me, man. I just don't understand. Like, you get freedom and you get a chance to go back and find some normalcy and go watch your team play basketball, and you do something that bans you from ever watching again.
Yeah, lifetime ban. That's crazy.
God, people need to get their shit together.
Pretty wild.
And that guy had good seats.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you threw, oh man, that's so stupid. But anyways, NBA playoffs, pretty boring until you get to like the conference finals and the regular finals. But I mean, all the series are good. They're all close enough to where it's exciting, but you know, just, I'm ready for the finals and the championship. And I'll be honest, if LeBron doesn't make it, I really don't care who wins. So
they got a little trouble with AD going down. And
I can't stand watching the Lakers play basketball. I can't stand it. It's the most like rudimentary stuff for an offense. And maybe I'm missing things that, obviously, there's intricacies and stuff like that, but if I have to watch one more failed bounce pass to AD off a pick and roll, I'm going to scream. Like, the defense knows where you're going to throw the ball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, your point guard's not shooting it. You don't – if he shoots it, LeBron and AD yell at him. So he's not shooting it. Oh, AD's coming to set a screen? Sure. I'm just going to wait for the bounce pass, put my hand low because it's an awful pass, and then I'm going the other way for six. So it's so hard to watch them.
Did you – obviously, it doesn't matter. We're speculating, but I think that the Warriors Suns would have been a much better series than the Lakers Suns.
Oh,
not that it's a bad series; it's just not fun to watch.
I love watching LeBron play. He's for sure like one of my favorite players ever. But when it's the version of LeBron that we get where he's not 100%, and nobody's faulting him that he's in like his 80th year in the league. It's like when he's not dropping 50 a game, it's not as exciting as when Curry's launching from the NBA logo and splashing in crazy stuff. And you got Booker who can put it in like crazy too. I definitely think it would have been a better watch, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. We'll see.
If the Brooklyn Nets win the championship, That annoys me.
Everybody says they're going to win, but I don't think they will.
I don't think there's anything that can stop them. James Harden, also one of my favorite players. I don't like watching him play sometimes, but now that he's with the Nets, he's pretty insane. He's like taken over a role. He's lost points, but he's an insane passer. He's an insane scorer that can pass. And so having Kevin Durant, who literally never misses on the receiving end of those passes, is like, it's too hard to stop, dude. Too hard. So
I don't know. I'm going to go out and put my feet to the fire. I don't think they'll win the
okay. You guys heard it here first. Todd doesn't believe in the Brooklyn Nets.
So that,
I don't want him to win, but
you know what that means then is go bet on him huge. Because right. Every time I pick something, it's the opposite of that. So
yeah. Okay. Brooklyn, you heard it here first. Their series is tied though. They might not even make it out of the first round.
I thought they were up 3-1.
2-2.
Oh.
Yep. Yeah, right?
Interesting.
2-2. So no. What am I reading here?
I'm pretty sure they're up 3-1.
Oh, the way this is written is weird. It was underneath. I thought it was above. Yeah, so they're up 3-1. Yeah. So yeah. What else did you get into during our little hiatus?
Good question. I got into, I don't know. I came back to work. That was rough.
Yeah.
But, you know, short week. So that was nice. And then a long weekend. I had a lot of random thoughts and things that I wanted to bring up on the pod. So one of them that we can breeze through fairly quickly, but it's kind of interesting. I had a thought the other day. Can't remember what I was watching. Movie. But it's kind of insane. I wish that there was a movie. I don't even care if it's a serious drama. I want them to accurately portray, God, I couldn't get that word out, technology and using technology.
Yeah.
You know how, I think it's what happened. I was going somewhere, I traveled a bunch, and all I do is fight with not having cell service, or I download a bunch of music from Spotify, and then when I go to play it on the plane, it's not actually downloaded. Yeah. Or, you know what I mean? Why not, like, when somebody's some drama movie and they're like, all right, here, we got to go here. Why don't we just show the guy like getting pissed at his phone because it's not loading? Or like, I get it, like Marvel, we're looking ahead, like future stuff, but like trying to like program stuff. Why didn't it just like spin forever or like freeze up? It's got to reboot. It's never portrayed that way.
It's just like, yeah, it's just not, you know, it's just not like, it's like not exciting. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, but it'd be like Marvel would have been the perfect place to like do that, because it would have been, you could have put a little comedy in it.
Now, what I think you need in life, and here it comes again, HBO Max, you need to watch Silicon Valley, the TV show, comedy TV show, because it's a whole show about programming, like programs, apps and stuff. And I wouldn't say that there's like, the tech in that is not, you know, insane. It literally just breaks down to like a bunch of nerds just like programming, and it's funny, but it's like, yeah, it's more realistic tech. Like you're saying, it's not like I'm in the middle of nowhere, my cell phone rings like kind of thing. Cause right now, as I'm sitting in my mansion on this wing of the mansion, if I'm not on Wi-Fi, I can't receive a phone call.
That's how my house is.
Yeah.
The bunker.
And there's a spot. So if I leave my house and I'm driving out of their neighborhood, there's a spot where guaranteed it's like a 12-foot spot where if I'm on the phone, it drops the call, but then I can pick up the call again. Like if I'm in that spot, I get no service. But then if I'm on the other side of that spot, it's fine. I don't know what's going on. So, but now that I got my vaccine and I'm personally have 5G, like I can call anybody. So one of the benefits.
Yeah.
I'm getting. But I agree. Like, tech is just always, it's just too easy. I think the one thing that drives me the most insane is, and they were really bad in older movies about it, but like somebody flips open their flip phone, or they show them using an iPhone in the movie, and it's like not anything close to what the actual interface looks like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't stand that. It's such a tiny thing, but I'm like, what do you do? Like, everybody uses iPhones. You can't just make up your own interface.
And they
like,
just
we usually, know what it looks
and
like.
And they usually just like, yeah, CGI it on after the fact.
Yeah, like they'll get somebody will get a text message on their phone and it takes up the whole screen, and the font is like size 25, and all you can see is like one message. And I'm like, that's not how it works. Like, it's so annoying. It's such a stupid thing to get annoyed about too, but here I am.
And I'm being picky. Obviously, they would never make any of those shows. Like every single cop show, they're like, where's he going? And they're just like, enhance. Like, I just want one of them to be like, oh, the internet's down today. Sorry. He's going to get away.
Yeah. Or like when you see like sometimes on like cop shows, they'll be like, pull that footage from the gas station. And it's like the most crisp video you've ever seen in your life. And it's like, we're getting pictures of UFOs in 1 megapixel and it's 2021. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
Like, yeah. Neil deGrasse Tyson was on Joe Rogan and was making that point. That one. Yeah. It was pretty good.
I listened to that one. And the funny thing is like, there's also like satellites that can like zoom in on a penny on the ground from outer space and tell you the date in like perfect clarity. But we can't, like when people go to film Sasquatch, it's filmed on like a toaster. So it's just, it's just ridiculous. Like, man, cause I think about the rec center here when I worked there and they had security cameras everywhere. And when something would happen, we'd have to go look at the footage and it looked like Minecraft graphics. Like it was just blocked pixels. And I'm like, what are you guys doing? Like just freaking throw up like the webcam that I could use for, that I like Carly uses for her Zoom meetings and stuff like that is 1080p. Just tape it to the corner of the room and that's all you need.
It's ridiculous.
Put a bunch of iPhones on the wall and just hit record.
Speaking of ridiculous cameras, did you see the new Samsung S20 Ultra camera?
I did.
108 megapixel camera.
Dude.
In a cell phone.
So here's where I'm at. I don't buy a cell phone. Like I'm not a photographer, right? So anything that a phone comes with camera wise is great to me. Like I'm like, I got the XR, which I need to upgrade because this thing is starting to tank on me. And I'm like, dude, this thing takes insane video and photo. What else do I need? I don't want to have to pay an extra $600 for a camera that I'm not even going to ever use. You know what I mean?
It's like insane. It's so annoying. I have the XR as well. And mine is starting to have some issues. Battery's really not great anymore. And I have the, I honestly don't even remember which one I have. I think I have an S20, but it's not the Ultra. Yeah. And it's got the three cameras. And it takes by far and away better pictures than the XR. And I can't even imagine what 108 megapixel. It says it's got 100 times zoom.
Yeah, that's crazy.
How's that even possible?
The thing that annoys me the most is, and maybe that's where the line between actual photography and amateur is like last night I sent you on Snap. I like took a quick video of the sunset in my backyard and it never captures what your eye sees. You know what I mean?
No, it doesn't.
Like that's where I want the change to be. Like I want my camera to be like my eyes. Like you know how like when there's something cool and it's kind of far away, but in person it's like, oh, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen. But you whip out your phone and then all of a sudden it's like 70 miles away and then you try and zoom in and it's the worst. Like I just want it to be the same as my eyeballs.
I think that's what these new cameras do.
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe not my eyeballs because I have horrible vision, but somebody's eyeballs, like a kid like that doesn't have bad eyes yet. They got 1080p eyes. So
yeah.
My vision's bad. And then you pile on top that like my glasses get dirty as soon as I put them on in the morning. So I'm not only blind, but then I'm just looking through dirt on my lenses all day long. So I hate glasses, dude. But like
I can't stand them either.
Contacts are annoying though.
Get yourself some LASIK.
No, because then LASIK I feel is the biggest waste of money. Because there's definitely not the biggest waste, but it's a waste of money because there's times where it doesn't take. Like there's like been stories where people get it done and then like a week later it goes back to normal because it heals too good.
Got
to
get that warranty.
Yeah, you got the 100,000 mile warranty on your eyes. But then LASIK wears off. You know what I mean? So like 7 years, 10 years, it's like your eyes go back to normal.
Yeah, your eyes probably constantly change, but I mean, still gives you a lot of time without it. without having to have any correction.
And plus, I don't have enough money to like just have lasers shot into my eyeballs. That sounds too futuristic to me.
I thought about
self-driving car.
I actually got measured the cornea thicknesses and everything in Gillette to do it, and then I broke my thumb and spent all my money on that. So
classic, yeah, classic. Yeah, I don't think I'll ever do LASIK. And in the summer, I wear contacts a lot because I'll need like glasses,
sunglasses. Yep.
Yeah, but I definitely I got new frames and I really like them, and I'm thinking about going down and getting prescription sunglasses. Like, that'd be tough as nails.
I've always thought about doing that. Never done it.
Yeah. It seems like such an old person thing to do. Maybe that's why I don't want to
just
do it.
Just get the giant over the top of your regular glasses, sunglasses. Yeah,
just flip them down. Like, it's the ones that just flip up too. Just like flip them down. Or the ones that change when you walk outside. Those are always.
Oh, yeah. Transitions. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So summer's right around the corner, man. We got 72 degrees today. We're going to go out and take the little one for a walk and probably the dog as well. And hopefully get some things thrown on the new pellet grill, which we were going to talk about. And, I'm excited so school's out. I've got one day tomorrow of in-service stuff, a bunch of meetings. And then, me and another teacher head to Sioux Falls for a couple days.
Nice.
For some mentor training stuff. And then, summer's here, dog.
Nice.
So I'm ready.
That's awesome.
It was a rough last month of school. Like, just being able to see the finish line is rough, dude. Like, that here's the thing I think that sucks probably the most is, like, I'm going to have to work all summer on stuff because I've got insane class sizes coming up and all those different things. I just lost my train of thought. Oh, with a job like yours, the only time where it's like, and I'm speaking completely in generalities here. To me, it seems like the only time, because when I worked a year round job, that it feels like it's hard to get to like do things is when you have like a vacation coming up or a holidays coming up. You know, the thing I think that sucks about teaching, and it doesn't suck because it sounds like I'm complaining about something stupid, but like knowing that you've got 2 months off coming up is like, dude, it's hard to get stuff done in that last like month because you're just like, oh, I'm just going to coast until the end. Like same with like a Christmas break. You're just like, I'm just going to coast till Christmas break. So I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I just feel like with year round jobs, there's the only breaks you get are holidays. So you're just kind of in the grind all the time.
It's true. So I don't know. I bet you there's the lead up to it is tough to push through, and then the dread of going back. But
yeah.
I think that you just have to accept it because that's what you get when you have the 2 months off. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's just a trade off.
It's definitely not like a complaining, but I just think like if it was a smaller break, it would absolutely be easier to get back into. But, you know, having a whole summer off, you're like, ooh, man, I'm not looking forward to the end of August.
Right.
Because it's like, then it's another grind for 9 months or whatever. So,
yep.
But that's why we do it though. You know, we're teachers. Everybody hates us because they think we don't do anything. So. God. But, so my biggest thing for the summer is going to be that pellet grill though, man.
Heck yeah.
And I haven't even brought this up yet. So I got a new pellet grill. And it's kind of like a Father's Day gift and all that stuff. So there's two things happening with this pellet grill in the month of June. Starting tomorrow, for the whole month of June, Carly and I are doing no fast food. Because part of the deal for me getting this was I want to start cooking at home more. Like, I love cooking and I don't do enough of it. And I really want to try cool stuff. So now that I have the summer off, I got the grill that I want. I got money. I'm just going to spend the whole summer cooking, doing cool stuff. But the other side of not eating out for the month of June is I'm, Carly and I are both ready to get our next tattoos. And so the money we don't spend on fast food, which I'm not going to give you that number because it's insanely embarrassing, is going to fund basically a full body tattoo. is going to fund my new tattoo, as well as hers. So if we can go a full month without eating out, we're going to reward ourselves with tattoos.
Nice.
So yeah, a little incentive, you know.
That's good.
And I'm gonna go full sleeve.
Nice.
So yeah, next time you see me, I'm gonna be tough as nails. I'm gonna have hand tats. I'm gonna have neck tats. I'm gonna be, and all just from 1 month of not eating fast food.
No, I like it. Yeah, it's a good plan.
Yeah. So, anyways, I got the pellet grill delivered by a semi, and not a pallet, big old son of a gun. It was like 300 and some pounds. really good, like insane quality. I really liked the Green Mountain Grill that I had before. It was very inconsistent. It was an older one. It was, you know, I bought it on the cheap on Facebook Marketplace. It definitely introduced me into the world of smoking, but because of its inconsistencies, I got frustrated a lot. And that's why I'm really excited to use the new one, because the dishes that didn't turn out great, I think are going to be insane now. Like Todd has a Green Mountain Grill and it runs fantastic. And the pulled pork we had there when we were there tasted 100 times better than any of the ones I did, because the temperature swings and the weird smoke, and it was like a night and day difference. So that's what I'm looking forward to, is actually smoking legitimate food.
Yep. And it makes a huge difference. Blasting it
with white smoke.
It makes a huge difference too, that even on mine, I think, you know, I think I'd mentioned on the podcast, I did a brisket a couple months ago, and it was the grill needed cleaned, and it didn't cook evenly. It never wanted to make temp, and but yeah, I cleaned it and it's running like a top again. So
yeah. And so
it's a weird saying, by the way.
That is a weird, running like a top. I don't even know if that's the correct. Is that a correct way of using it?
I think so.
Is that a real thing? Running like a top.
We just made it. So if it's not.
Yeah, there you go. Because tops, I guess, just like are consistent, but they always fall over eventually.
It's true.
So I'm excited. Going to try and venture out after the podcast and find some ribs and throw those on.
Are you doing ribs? Because I did spare ribs yesterday.
Well, absolutely inspired by the spare ribs.
Okay.
But it's the one thing I haven't done so far. Like, I smoked a bunch of steak Friday night. Phenomenal. Did chicken wings. If I can't find ribs, I'm doing chicken wings again. I think that's my favorite thing so far on a smoker is chicken wings.
Nice.
They're nuts. But yeah, I love ribs. And here's the thing. Last time when I was making ribs on there, I'd follow like the temperatures and the time and everything. And because it was so inconsistent, it would put out white smoke every once in a while. Every like 20 minutes, it would go out and then it would fire back up and it was just blasting it with bitter smoke. My ribs always came out trash.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, that's the one thing I'm like literally pumped up about, is like, I just want to have like legit ribs, you know? So I'm going to try brisket. I got a lot of stuff I want to try. So I really got to start learning my style, because when I open up that taco truck, man, brisket tacos made only the only way I make them. So,
all right. Yeah.
Let's see, I was thinking, now stay with me here. Gosh, if somebody steals this, I'm going to be upset. Flour tortillas. Yeah. I like the small street taco flour tortillas, burnt ends. Right, the part of the brisket, throw back on burnt ends.
Might be
for
the
your
best
meat.
Might be the best part, to be honest.
Yes, absolutely. You go burnt ends on the bottom. So you start with the tortilla. On the bottom, you put a little bit of sauce. Haven't figured out what sauce I want to do there. Burnt ends for your protein. Crispy onions on top of that, and then just like figure out some accoutrement to go on top for your like a brisket taco. I think that sounds.
I did chop brisket on my breakfast burrito this morning.
Well, you're a fancy man. I just can't with breakfast burritos, man. I am the worst at breakfast burritos. I don't know why.
Nah. What do you mean the worst? How can you be the worst?
Because my eggs suck. I think I can cook an egg, Todd. But whenever I need the egg to be not the star of the show in a breakfast burrito, but literally a supporting cast member, they never come out right. They're wet. They're too dry. They're overcooked. You know what I mean? Like, I can't get my eggs to do anything for me.
I didn't really consider the fact that when I make scrambled eggs, that might be a special skill, but I pretty much make them the same every time. And they seem like to me, they always turn out about right. What do you do? So I do, if I have cooked bacon or cooked sausage, I'll use that grease or fat. If not, I'll do coconut oil and then crack all the eggs, however many. And then literally just, I just scramble them with the spatula, like a silicone one.
Yeah.
And just continue to stir them the whole time as they cook.
Yeah, you got to stir them the whole time. You got to keep the air flowing.
And then I turn it off when basically start, you know, as I turn them over, I just turn the heat off, you know, basically with, you know, maybe a minute left. Or maybe not even.
I don't know. I do the same thing, and they never turn out the same. Hmm. When I cook scrambled eggs just to eat a thing of scrambled eggs and bacon, they're fine. They're phenomenal. But as soon as they know they're going in a burrito, they just fall apart. They just don't do what they're supposed to. I don't know. And I can roll a burrito like nobody's business. I've got a lot of experience. But, man, I am inconsistent when it comes to breakfast burritos. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll just retire. Speaking of breakfast burritos, there's a food truck in town. Here's a weird situation that I would like to put myself in today. There's a burrito taco food truck in town today, but they're camped out at one of the CrossFit gyms for the Memorial Day workout of the day. WOD, as they say in the CrossFit community. Because what is it today? Murph?
I think I heard that.
It's like the mile run, 100 pull-ups, 100 push-ups, you know, whatever. I probably got that completely wrong.
I think it's 100, 200, 300, and then another mile run.
Yeah, okay. So this food truck is parking outside of a CrossFit gym. So I'm going to be put in this really weird situation where one of the worst in-shape bodies in the whole town is going to pull up to a CrossFit gym just to get the burrito and then leave. and potentially while I'm waiting, watching people work out. So that'll be awkward, but it's worth it. You know, it's a food truck burrito. I want a food truck burrito. So,
yeah, might have to just do it.
So I'm gonna be cooking. I'm gonna be cooking this summer. My baby's first food is literally gonna be brisket because it's gonna be so tender. You don't need no teeth. You know what I'm saying?
Just a ham. You have to get it out of the middle. No seasoning.
She loves seasoning. She's a Cajun girl. She loves that. She loves that jerked flavoring. I don't know. Breast milk's pretty plain, so I don't think she's ready for salt and pepper yet. But we'll see.
So sticking with the food discussion, I had a thought, and I noted it in here. Hopefully you saw it and thought about it a little bit. I was thinking about candy bars.
Ooh, I love candy
bars. That used to be very popular. Or at least were very prevalent when we were growing up. But either they don't exist or I don't see them ever anymore.
Well, Todd, you've stumbled upon probably the leading expert of candy bars right here on this podcast. So I'm going to let you know if they're legitimately not around anymore.
Okay.
My candy bar consumption is guaranteed twice a week. And that involves me standing and staring at candy bars for a certain amount of time and always picking a Snickers.
All right. So exactly. Well, I'll start with an easy one and we'll work into it. I don't see a Butterfinger bar ever anymore.
Really? You are drunk.
Are they still?
Butterfingers are crushing the game still. Like,
I don't see any ads. I don't see nothing.
No, dude, you got to go step into a gas station. They're everywhere.
All right.
Butterfingers are just crushing it still. Awful candy bar, but they are everywhere.
Okay.
And they're in blizzards and they're in milkshakes. They're everywhere.
Okay. Yeah, that was an easy one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got you there.
What about Rolos?
Yes. Still around.
I don't see them ever.
You can.
And they're good.
Todd, where are you going? Where are you going in life that you're not seeing these things?
Just the same place as everybody else is.
Walk into a Walmart, okay? Let's go on a trip together in Walmart. We're going to Walmart. We're walking down the candy aisle, okay, where they sell the box of hot tamales, the Sour Patch Kids. You can buy like a 5-pound bag of Rolos.
Can you?
Yeah, absolutely. And you just live your best life in unrolling those every once in a while. And then you make a sugar cookie and you put a Rolo on the top and just let it melt. Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah, they're out there, Todd. They're waiting for you.
Well, I'm not saying that they may. Well, I am saying I wasn't sure if some of these existed, but I just don't see them anymore.
You must walk by. You must have the absolute willpower to walk through a gas station to grab a beverage and not even like slow down or glance at a candy or chips.
You know what I look for if I go and grab a canned water?
Which those don't exist in Spearfish. I cannot find one anywhere.
But I'll either look, I'll look for like a bag of pork rinds or some almonds, or I'll go straight for like the sausages and cheese.
Okay.
Get a little meat snack.
I once ate so many, because every gas station here has Demock cheese from Demock, South Dakota. Mm-hmm. I'm probably saying that wrong. And then there's just cows being murdered everywhere for great pieces of beef and all that stuff. I once ate jalapeno cheddar like meat sticks on a trip across the state for basketball. I ate like 50 of them and had 2 a.m. some of the worst poops I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, I can imagine. So that wasn't very...
I have to pump the brakes on on that a little bit. But
so, all right, okay. Let's go back to the candy. How about whatchamacallit?
Yes, they're still around.
When's the last time you had one?
Don't think I've ever had one.
What?
No, dude, I ain't eating a candy bar that doesn't have a name. whatchamacallit kind of falls under that category now, though, of old people candy. There's a section of most candy aisles, gas stations, Walgreens, wherever you're at, where, the heavy hitters are up top. And then down in like the bottom right usually is like your Twin Bing, your Mr. Good Bar, your whatchamacallits, your Zeros, like the ones that are like just there for the old people. So they're there. They're definitely there.
Okay. Last chocolate.
I don't love that Snickers king size candy bars are not just one giant candy bar anymore.
Oh, they're two?
They're like, yeah, they're two. That's stupid. Mm. So.
Last chocolate based here for you. And this, honestly, I'm going to preface it. This might be one of my favorite chocolate-based candies.
Oh, wow. And you think it's not around anymore, huh?
I think it is around, but you have to go find it. Like, you're not going to just stumble across it in a gas station.
Oh, okay.
I don't stumble across it.
Yeah.
Is Reason.
Ooh.
Dark chocolate caramel.
You're not finding those. You know what? You are finding those in a gas station. Because Reasons come in like a bag.
They are in a bag.
So there's the bag section with like Sour Patch Kids and Reese's Pieces and all that stuff. There's Reasons right there alongside those guys. Yeah, for sure.
But I'm just saying, like, out of those four chocolate candy bars, I haven't heard a peep out of Big Chocolate forever. All I hear about is Snickers, M&M's. I'll hear a little bit about Milky Way. I don't know. That's like it.
Yeah,
100 grand bar. Hear about that one?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I love 100
salted grams. Salted nut roll.
Salted nut rolls can absolutely just wreck me. I love those.
Even the Almond Joys. I hear all about this stuff, but none of the ones I just mentioned ever get brought up.
Yeah. Go to a gas station today, buy all four of those, and just reminisce.
I'm just saying that four, if they're in a gas station, they're all expired.
Yeah, absolutely. They have not been rotated ever. Because nobody's just actively knocking those down. So,
all right. So here's another non-chocolate candies I was thinking about, and okay. We can rattle these off, and then you can pick on whichever one you want.
Yeah.
So I got three, and I know one of them exists because I've seen it. But so Sprees,
okay,
Mambas, and Warheads.
Yeah. All of them literally thriving.
No.
Absolutely thriving. Warheads, the sour candy market's insane. Big Sour is love in life right now. Warheads are right up there with Toxic Waste. Oh my God, dude. Sprees are still there because Sprees are awful, and but there's always a niche market for those. Niche? I don't know. And then Mambas are the same as the Mr. Good Bars and the whatchamacallits. Unless the store arranges it with the fruity candy on top and the chocolate down low. But yeah, dude, Mamba is like down there. Mamba's down there with the Rolos and like the weird candy that like only old people are eating. So
I'm not gonna lie, I used to love Mambas, and the best part about it is that you literally can fill up an entire residential garbage can with one package of Mambas because they're wrapped like 400 times.
They triple wrap those things. They wrap it like they're putting a brisket on. Yeah, absolutely. Those things pack a garbage can.
You're just trying to have a little chewy candy or something on the road, and you freaking fill up your passenger seat with paper.
Yeah, now and laters, dude. Same thing. Yeah, those are still around, man. Starburst is crushing that market, but they're still around. There's diehard Mamba fans out there.
Good. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got any? Do you have any that you wish were still around, or that
I think I forgot? I think they're all still around, Todd.
They got to be making no money though, or they all got bought by like Mars Company or what's the other big one? Mars owns like everything, and then there's one other one I can't remember.
Right. Let's see. Least popular candy. Ooh. Right off the top, candy corn can get fucked. Sorry for cussing, but I hate candy corn.
Yeah, no thanks.
Necco wafers, not good.
Those are old.
Yeah. Let's see, what else we got? Sweet tarts, they're right up there with the sprees. You know, I don't love Jolly Ranchers.
Nestle was the other one I was thinking of.
Yeah. Don't love Jolly Ranchers. Ooh, here's a category that should fall all the way off the face of the earth. Milk Duds. Ugh. No, I hate Milk Duds. They still sell them, though. They're still out there.
Yeah.
No, Twix are awful.
Twix are amazing. What are you talking about?
Nah, dog. They're just like... No, I feel too healthy when I'm eating them.
And actually, the peanut butter Twix might even be better.
I love a good peanut butter Snickers.
In the red wrapper. Ooh, look out. Swedish Plus, I like Twix's marketing. Left Twix, right Twix. It's creative, and it makes no sense. That's why I like it.
It's creative, yeah. It's just, I mean, I could have came up with that. So, Heath bars. Used to like a good Heath. Oh, there's the whatchamacallit. Yeah, those are thriving. Literally, the first thing on here is Butterfinger for like candy, just like the what you can find. Paydays are great, dude. Baby Ruths are really good.
Yeah, that one I don't see a lot of either.
Scores are awful. I've never heard of a Look Bar or an O. Henry.
O. Henry, that's an old one.
Yeah. Yeah, just go to the gas station and just, yeah, you're going to be happy when you see all your faves are still there. Yeah. Do it. Check it out. But that, the gas station thing here is frustrating because they don't have Liquid Death anywhere. So I don't know what to do. I'm not going to order them, Todd. I can't. What if they're delicious? Then I'm going to have a subscription to Liquid Death on Amazon.
I know. That's what I have. I'm going to have to send you one. I'll send you one.
Just fax one over. Do you do the sparkling or do you do the still?
Both.
Well, which one do you like more though?
You're going to be shocked, but I think the still might be better.
I 100% am not shocked because I can't stand sparkling water.
And I love sparkling water, and the sparkling is good.
I like flavored sparkling water. I don't like just sparkling water like a psychopath.
Have you had Topo Chico?
Yeah, I have.
Do you like it?
Nope. And I know you're a Topo Chico diehard.
Definitely top of the list for me.
Yeah, Topo Chico. I don't love. Last summer, I was cranking out sparkling waters like LaCroix. And stuff like that. And I was doing so good because I wasn't drinking soda anymore. And then I had a soda and I fell right off the wagon again. And now I'm just knocking down Mountain Dews like it's going out of style. So I need to get back on the train.
LaCroix knocked out a whole bunch of new interesting flavors too. I stocked up the other day because they were on sale for, you know, like $2 off if you buy five. $2 off each if you buy five. So I bought five packs and I got a whole bunch of new flavors I've never tried.
I'm going to check them out. Beach Plum. I don't even know what that... Oh, Guava Sao Paulo. Watermelon. Ugh, dude, watermelon... Regular watermelon's great. But, like, when you get something that's watermelon flavored, it's not good, Todd. It's just one of those flavors that, when it's a fake version of it, it sucks.
I would agree with that. I got the beach plum. I got the pastiqua. I did get that one.
The pastique?
The limoncello one's really good.
Yeah, that one's like dessert.
And then I did get another one too that I don't remember. Maybe it was that black raspberry. I don't know. It's in the garage.
God, it is hot in the mansion right now. I got to tell the maids to turn on their AC. freaking looking at these cans like literally just reminds me of this last summer. Because we drank a lot of LaCroix and a lot of seltzers. So Well, I did get Carly couldn't because she was pregnant, but
get back on it.
Well, now she's stuck in a tough spot because of breastfeeding. Like she can definitely drink and you can test your milk. It's like, it takes a lot of alcohol to really taint breast milk. Some people don't even risk it and they'll pump it and dump it. But Carly also, we don't drink till we're blackout drunk either. So if she has like a craft beer, you know, feeds the baby a bottle and then tests the milk and it's like zero because it's no big deal, then yeah, it's not, you know, we're not dumping it. That shit's like gold. So, but it is like, yeah, it's legit hot in here right now. Hold on a second. I'm gonna try and keep the headphones on. Excuse me, Consuelo. Turn on the AC, please. Thank you. That was kind of racist. I didn't mean it for it to be, but yeah, it's hot out. It is already 63.
Not here, man. Not here. It's cold here.
Would you ever move to Spearfish?
Nah.
You should. Definitely should. It's a good time here.
But, it's a good spot. I agree.
Yeah. You couldn't afford a house here, though. No. To save your life.
Can't afford a house anywhere. Nope.
The only person that can afford a house here is Jim and his oil baron money. So
no kidding.
The houses are insane here right now.
Speaking of beverages, before we shift gears, you had one on here about milk.
Milk? I did.
I want to know what you're thinking. Because I have thoughts about milk.
Let me look and see what I wrote, because I don't even remember
that. You said ice and milk.
Oh, ice and milk, yeah. I was just wondering if you ever want your milk colder when you drink it and you just you put some ice in it. Have you ever done that?
I haven't had milk probably since I was 10 years old.
That's wild.
I don't.
Why?
I don't see why we should have it, I guess.
Because it's delicious.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I drink a glass of milk every day with dinner. Like, I don't do that. I'm not insane, but like a nice freaking brownie. Are you kidding me, Todd? You wash that down with some milk?
I'll give you that. I have probably dipped a cookie in milk in the last 5 years, but that's about it.
Yeah. I definitely am not I used to be a milk drinker where I just chug a gallon of milk. Let's look into my life a little bit, where my eating disorders started. I used to get the large DiGiorno frozen pizzas when I was in high school. And I used to cook a whole frozen pizza and eat the whole thing, like just wash her down with a gallon of milk. Like I definitely would drink over half a gallon of that milk while I was eating a full large pizza.
What grade, what octane of milk were you drinking?
Oh, now here's where you're really gonna flip your lid. So we went through a phase where we had powdered milk because it was just, you know, times are tough. And so I was a 1% guy back then because whole milk was too expensive and genuinely felt like you were just drinking like cream. But now when I get milk, I get 2%. Whole milk's still too wild for me. I only use it if I'm like cooking, you know, making a sauce or something. But yeah, I was a 1% guy. I mean, I can, Todd, if you put powdered through whole in front of me, blindfolded, I'm picking every single one out, no problem. Easily. It's such a night and day difference between all of them. So, and we did this recently because Carly went to the store and bought 1%. We had whole milk in there for a recipe. I went to the store and bought 2%. And then we had, we didn't have skim milk. And so she poured them out and just so I could do the difference, 100%. Easy. So. Because it's just so watered down.
How do they, I'm going to give you my engineer take on this. If you're going to drink milk, I feel like you should drink full fat milk.
Full cow. Yeah, you drink the diesel of milk.
Like if you're going to drink it.
Yeah, you drink the Bud Heavy of milk. You drink the whole milk.
So when we reduce the fat.
Yeah.
It's just basically like they're just somehow. What am I trying to say? Like centrifuging it and taking some of the fat out or what the heck?
Yeah, that's all it is. I think to me, it feels like they get whole milk, they have a 100-gallon tank of like whole milk, and they pour in water. This is not how it works, but this is what it feels like. They pour in water to where that 100 gallons is now only 2% milk. Does that make sense? It's mainly water. That's what it seems like, dude. It's so watered down.
I don't know. I just it's weird for me to think about why we ended up with four different types of milk.
Oh, and there's way more.
Well, no, I know. But like going from skim one, two, and then whole milk and even powdered milk. But
now, you know what I could really tell the difference between is chocolate and regular. I don't know. I don't know what the reasoning is. Like,
it must be related. I'm going to guarantee this, and I'm probably wrong, but
okay,
it must have to do with our attack on the word fat and fat in foods that started in the 80s.
Oh, for sure. Like, yeah, that whole craze is funny. Let's see. Why is there four types of milk? Oh, wait, 22 types. Yeah, so skim is fat-free.
Gross.
Yeah, it's so bad. Low fat. Good. And milk gets a bad rap too, dude. Same with like eggs. Because every year a study comes out saying that you should stop drinking milk and eating eggs. You're going to die instantly. And then the next year it's like, oh, if you want to live to be 95, you need to drink milk and have eggs.
I've always heard
so annoying.
I've always heard they definitely do that with eggs, and I hear that on a monthly basis, but I've always heard that we're the only animal that continues to drink milk like after, you know, really young age.
Right.
I don't know if that's true either, but lots of speculation today. I like it.
Did you know that raw milk is, you know, straight from the cow, not pasteurized, right?
Yep.
But it's hard to purchase because it is federal laws that prohibit its distribution across state lines.
Yeah.
So you can't have raw milk from Wyoming, and I would get arrested bringing it into South Dakota.
It makes so much sense though when you think about everything. Not.
Yeah, it's like what? I can smuggle in drugs from Colorado, and then I can do raw milk, and I'm going to get the same charge. That'd be hilarious. What are you in for? Raw milk, dog.
Smuggling. So, just say smuggling.
Yeah, smuggling raw milk. But technically, now here's, dude, I just blew my own mind. Raw milk is straight from the teat. So when you bring a cow from South Dakota to Wyoming, are you drug trafficking? Because you're bringing raw milk in its container across state lines. Why are they not arresting those guys?
I don't know.
Why do we care?
Like, exactly.
Oh my God. Big milk needs to get a hold of itself.
It's the government.
No, the government needs to get a hold of itself. Big milk, you're fine. We love you. Todd doesn't, but I do.
I love dairy though. I just don't like milk. I mean, I would drink a little bit of whole milk if I, you know, was in a position to, but I'd never buy it.
What's the position?
If you handed me a glass of whole milk to have with a cookie, I would have it.
Okay.
But I'm never buying it.
You drink like almond milk, don't you?
Hell no.
Oh, okay. Good. I didn't know if you were a milk snob.
No.
Okay, good. I've almond milked. I've oat milked. I've cashew milked. I've done it all.
That's like disc golf for me. I don't love milk.
Any of them.
It's just almond water.
It's almond water, but it's like it's being milked, kind of. Like you're.
I've seen a raw almond product. There's not a lot of liquid in there.
Well, I had a joke there, but I don't know how to finish it, so I'll workshop it. I don't know. Milk. The milk industry. They used to make a ton of money off of me, and now they don't make any. So
quit tacking on that word, and it doesn't apply.
Yeah, it's definitely overused. It's a blanket statement these days.
Yep.
So, and I'll be honest with you, with everything going on in the world, I'm surprised there's not like a... Nah, I don't even know if I should go there. I'm surprised there's not like two different milks, and one's like... Like, oh, this is 2% milk, 1% milk, whole milk. This is a gender fluid milk.
Yeah, it's like Wementos. Like
It could be from the male, or it could be from the female. Well, there's no gender, so I don't know.
Buddy, get milk from the male.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just because it's very. It doesn't fit today's new normal of like, oh yeah, I could be a male and make milk if I want to. You know, I'm a male cow, but I identify as a female. Just come get my milk out. God, I don't know where we're going with that, but yeah, I don't know how we just did a 15-minute break on milk, but I liked it.
Yeah,
milk needs more. Does the body good, you know? So, what else you got? Anything?
Several things, I guess, but nothing like major. I don't know. What about you?
Right. Nothing major. I'm wondering if we missed a week. Got a nice short week. I wonder if we pop back on, you know, maybe we give everybody a surprise episode or something.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see. So, because we're at an hour 30 now, and I need to go do some chopping, and I have a kid that probably needs to be taken care of, so.
Sounds good, man. But, no, I like, we covered some good ground, so.
What about a wreck this week? You got anything?
I did have something written down, and it's in my other list here. You got one? Let me look it up here.
I always got a wreck. I shouted, and most of them are like food related, obviously, but I do want to just shout out the company that makes my pellet grill. This is obviously not sponsored. I wish it was. That'd be dope. But Rectech makes the grill that I bought, the RT700 Bull. It's a little obnoxious looking. I'll be the first to admit that, but their customer service is insane, and they do all their own recipes on their website. They got a YouTube channel that shows you how to cook and smoke all the cool stuff. So that's what I've been doing lately, just watching a lot of stuff. I even made the joke the other day to Carly, like, she's like, hey, what you doing? And I was like, oh, I'm literally just looking at butts nonstop all day long. And like, of course she knew that, like, kind of what I meant, but I've just been looking at pork butts all day. So, so yeah, shout out to Rectech. And it's not, no, you know, don't go buy their grill if you don't need one, but they have a cool website that has a ton of recipes and a YouTube channel that, you know, they're doing all kinds of cool stuff over there. So if you're looking for a place to find recipes, it's a pretty good resource. So
nice.
Yeah.
So my rec, I almost forgot, but I was going to mention, cause one of the things we've talked about was taking care of your feet.
Yeah.
So I have two, this week.
You got a pumice over there? You got a pumice that you're working
with? No. So And it's telling, I guess, for me to mention this. You'll never know unless you see me shoeless. But I've been wearing. I bought some of these. I bought these Ingenie Run socks. They're toe socks, but they're like ankle. Oh, they're thin.
God. Oh god!
So to let your toes move.
Okay.
And then I bought
Is it that? Go ahead.
And then to go with it, I actually got some wider toe box shoes, zero drop shoes that are not like the barefoots, but they're like actual tennis shoes that they're called Ultras. The Ultras are a running company. They're by far the best shoes I've ever had.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I'm okay with the shoes. I'm actually on board with the shoes.
What's wrong with the socks?
Is it necessary?
If you think about it, if you wear regular socks, your toes kind of stick to each other.
I guess, but that's not really a sock problem. That's a shoe problem. Yep. Like, are you rocking like really tight socks?
I mean, all ankle socks are fairly tight, aren't they?
True. Yeah. I don't wear ankle socks that much anymore though.
You hipster.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't need my toes separated.
You do though. That's what I'm saying.
And it's so, and first off, I've got absolute units for toes. So I don't think they're making a sock that's going to work for me.
I have pretty long toes and these worked okay.
Well, I have long, I mean, my pinky toe is as big as your thumb for sure. But like my big toe almost has to pay taxes. Like it could almost be a contributing member of society, but it's girthy too. So I think big toe is sizest I think toe socks are sizest. So I will not be recommending that. Summer's here too, Todd, so I'm like not wearing socks.
That's fine.
Like I'll,
if you wear flip-flops.
I'll go to Walmart. No, I'm going to Walmart barefoot, dude. It's so disgusting in there. I'm gonna build up my immune system. just barefoot, like that sound of your feet slapping on purpose on the hard concrete. Just
you'd get so many weird looks.
Absolutely. And it would be the worst because I always run into somebody that I know there and they'd just be like, are you okay? Just why are you barefoot? So,
well,
but I have the vaccine, so I can't get any diseases.
Yeah, true.
So I don't really need to build my immune system, but like, I'm going to go grill. Do you mow or anything like that barefoot? I'd love to.
Usually no. I usually wear my like yard work shoes that are all stained green.
Yeah. I love a good... Our dog went out the other day after mowing the grass. She's got like white socks on her feet basically. And so she just... Her feet were just bright green. It was kind of hilarious. So
barefoot mowing, while I do think that's a good idea, I think it's a terrible idea too. Just just saying.
Oh yeah, it's not a good idea, but
it's good to walk around in the grass barefoot, but maybe not with a giant metal blade spinning.
Yeah, it makes me tougher, you know. Yeah, but either way, another episode in the books. Todd, appreciate the talk as always. We're going to get together again soon, and we're going to have another podcast. But I glad everything went well with the golf trip, and you're back in the swing of things. Enjoy the Memorial Day. Remembering the troops. Shout out to the troops. I don't think we say that enough. Shout out to the troops.
I would agree. I was going to say that. Happy Memorial Day, everybody.
Yeah. Shout out to you guys for letting me use my pellet grill on a nice summer day. But with that being said, we got another one of the books. Todd, hopefully this week goes by smoothly. I'll be out of town for a little bit, but we're going to get something figured out. And everybody, thanks for the support.
See you later, man.
All right, guys. Have a good day. We love you. We hope you are enjoying the show.